Bloomington business owners Joni McGarry and Jane Coopersmith join Michael Glab on today's Big Talk. Joni owns Lucky Guy Bakery, and Jane is co-owner of Hopscotch Coffee. Joni grew up in an era when women still were expected to stay home and keep house. Jane came of age at a time when the first women had entered a somewhat more gender-inclusive business world. Obstacles remain for women in business, but some old prejudices are slipping away. They explore the challenges facing women entrepreneurs and discuss how women can help each other succeed.
Hi, this is Michael Glab, Big Mike, with Big Talk. My guests today are two very, very ambitious and successful women business owners. Directly on my left is Jane Coopersmith, who owns Hopscotch Coffee.
Co-owns.
To her left is Joni McGarry, who owns Lucky Guy Bakery. Jane, when you were a little girl, did you have a sense that a grown-up woman could get into business?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a while. My dad owned a small business. He was an environmental engineer, and he owned a small company that sort of interfaced with industry and the EPA, so I kind of grew up in his lab. And he really wanted me to be a chemical engineer. And so I think that doing something technical or professional was definitely always available as an option.
And Jane, where was this that you grew up?
This was in Keokuk, Iowa.
Joni, where do you come from?
Originally, I'm from a town called Herkimer, New York, which is right in the middle of New York State.
Small town?
When I was growing up, it was 9,000 or 10,000 people, and now I would say it's probably about 7.
As I asked Jane, did you have any notion when you were a young girl that a woman could grow up to run a business?
I don't know if I thought about growing up to run a business, but I think, and we were talking about like engineering and math and science before a little bit. I was a math science kid, and I
were.
Just, yeah, definitely. And I thought that I would just be a doctor because that was, to me, like the thing that I should be, which, of course, I didn't end up being. But I don't know that I had a lot of role models of women who owned businesses. I mean, I knew somebody's mom owned a flower shop. My mom and most other moms at that time, and, you know, I was born in 1962, they were pretty much stay-at-home moms. So I never thought of that I would grow up to be a homemaker. I figured I'd do something. I started the business sort of on a whim. And it's great because it's the first thing I've done in that time that's not in a supportive role.
Do you feel, either one, that owning a business as a woman is particularly challenging?
I haven't had the experience that it's been difficult for me. And maybe it's because it's so small at this point, and because my experience has been in selling, and maybe this is going to sound really sexist, but it's also in a kitchen arts type of environment, but not a chef environment, because I work around other people who are young women who felt very challenged by being a woman as a chef.
Is that so?
Because that's a very male-dominated field. But I don't feel like it's been more challenging or less challenging because of my gender, especially in this town. I mean, I think it's a pretty, there are a lot of women business owners here. I mean, I look at the Yugo bars, Piccoli Dolce,
mm-hmm. you know, them. Oh, yeah, and a lot of non-food related businesses as well.
Definitely. I'm just,
we could name them.
Susie Yeagley, who owns the Bloomington Body Bar. Caroline Dowd Higgins has her own, like, branded franchise.
And Hugo is Tracy Gates and
Rebecca and Walter. Mm-hmm. As an aside, we were talking about things earlier, not in here, but we were talking about how things have changed. And when I bought my first house, I was legally referred to on that paperwork as Joni Ruller, because that was my maiden name, which is also a crazy thing, maiden name, comma, spinster.
As I think about it, a number of your vendors are women.
Mm-hmm.
Piccolo Dolce and Joni.
Oh, the Hopscotch was my first customer.
And Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean anything to you? I mean, is that just dumb luck? Or did you say, you know what? I'm going to help Joni.
No, not at all. I mean, I really think it kind of is dumb luck that these are. I love working with these women, and they're powerful. And I think the common denominator among us small business owning women is that we're we're self-starters and we're pretty energetic and we tend to not let grass grow, I guess. So I really enjoy the camaraderie and I enjoy talking with these people, but they have great products and that's why they're in our shop.
The funny thing about it was, you know, now, you know, we make, I don't know, almost 400 brownies a batch, but Jane and Jeff ordered, I think it was 3 dozen brownies. And it took me days to get those together and in the boxes just right. And I was such a wreck about it. I
mean, we didn't know that.
No.
You were cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, I was trying to act like, oh, I do this all the time. It was like, you know, like the man behind the curtain or the woman behind the curtain.
Have any women come to you and asked for help, knowledge, advice in how to start their own businesses?
It's just about everybody who has come to me has been a woman.
So do you see yourself now, to a certain extent, as a mentor?
Well, of somebody who doesn't know anything, sure. I mean, I think, and I bet you would agree, Jane, that, and you've been in it longer than I have, and I think your operation
like 5 minutes longer.
Much more complicated because you have a store and a lot of employees. It's you come up to speed really fast on a lot of things so that it doesn't take a really long time for you to be able to help somebody else who's at the starting line. It helps somebody else a lot. Yeah. And that also feels really empowering and fun and good.
You know, I was trying to remember too. I'm like, well, is it mainly, what's the balance? Has it mainly been women or men or both asking us for advice? And I think it's been a little bit of a mix. We've had this weird magnet attached to our business, which is the empty space next door to Hopscotch. So often people will say, has anybody rented that space yet? And then...
Do they always ask like that?
Yeah, totally. It's a secret. No, really. People want to flip their ideas by. There have been a wide range of people who've asked about it. I think one thing, having the cafe retail space and working through the complex requirements to get there, it makes you want to help whoever is going through that. So I don't think that we're experts in anything necessarily, but just having walked through all of the certifications and inspections and everything, if you can save anybody time.
Oh, definitely.
It's helpful. So I think that mainly is where we share info.
Well, I think, yeah, and where I work, because it's a commissary environment, there are a lot of other small and medium-sized food companies who work there. So there's always a collaboration and a sharing of ideas.
You're both married. Is there any responsibility that falls upon the spouse when you are the business owner and you're consumed with all these ideas and all these responsibilities? How does the spouse help out, if at all?
I have a really great partner in my husband, and so I think he tries to be really supportive. And then in turn, I try to have good boundaries about the business. I try not to do business things after a certain hour so that I can be mom and be a good partner.
Do you find that difficult?
Yes. Yeah, it's incredibly difficult, and I definitely don't succeed all the time. But conversely, we made the choice to pursue this business very much together. And so I think he kind of had an idea about what we were signing up for as a household.
How about you, Joan?
I had been a traditional, like in a really traditional household since my son was born, which is something I never thought I would have ever done because I was so career-oriented before I got married. But so we had formed these patterns of being in a really traditional situation, and I did all the homemaking. There was a little bit of an adjustment when I started out, even though he was extremely supportive. You know, he's like, definitely do it. And my son, Jack, was old enough that he doesn't require, you know, a lot of hand-holding all the time. He's 15 now. But, yeah, there was definitely, there were some rough patches at the beginning, and I don't know if it's just because, you know, dinner wasn't made and the laundry wasn't done and all the things that in our partnership I was responsible for, and I didn't mind doing it, and I still don't. It just got to be a time issue. Yeah. So there was a little push and pull with that. And for me, it just also involved just getting a little more organized. We're all kind of used to it now, and we adjusted. And most of that adjustment was my own. I mean, life's too short. I mean, if everything's not dusted and dinner's not, you know, perfect, you know, who cares? But I sure cared for a long time.
It occurs to me that I would never ask these questions of a man in business.
No, you wouldn't. No one ever does.
That was Lucky Guy Bakery owner Joni McGarry and Hopscotch Coffee owner Jane Coopersmith speaking on this week's edition of Big Talk with Michael Glapp.